So first we have Simon Azarfar, who has been practicing law for more than 30 years. He has served as lead counsel in more than 150 federal lawsuits against DHS and other federal agencies. And he is also an avid hiker, photographer, and backcountry skier. We also have the pleasure of having Jody Goodwin with us today, who practices immigration law in the trenches on the border in Harlingen, Texas. Since 1995, she's represented thousands of asylum seekers, economic migrants, long-term permanent residents, businesses, families, and United States citizens in immigration and nationality matters. Her pro bono efforts focus on refugees and vulnerable populations, and she is a wonderful attorney. And then we have George Rodriguez. George is the managing partner and co-founder of Science and Rodriguez. He is a member of the Board of Trustees for the National Hispanic Institute and currently chair of the board for Bachman Lake Together, a nonprofit dedicated to providing high-quality early education to the residents in the Bachman Lake area of Dallas. So please join me in welcoming our next panel.
Good afternoon to all of you. Thanks for joining us. My name is Simon Azarfar. I have two very distinguished lawyers on the panel here with me. I'm the moderator, so I will be posing some questions, and our two distinguished lawyers will try to answer them. Jody, whom many of you may know, has been practicing in Brownsville, I believe, and of course throughout the state of Texas. So has George, who offices in Dallas area, but has appeared in many courts and CIS offices in Texas and around the country. Both of them come with a wealth of information to address some of the issues that we're going to deal with today. I noticed in the program that there were a bunch of topics called When Spit Hits the Fan, but in different contexts. So I guess the last panel addressed the circumstances of proceedings before the CIS. We will be addressing issues that arise in the course of removal proceedings in court, although I'm sometimes reluctant to refer to it as court, but there's an immigration judge, but not necessarily immigration court. But anyway, in those kinds of legal tribunal, administrative tribunal contexts, I'll pose the questions and we'll hear their thoughts and elaborate back and forth. Some of the scenarios that we're going to deal with, I'm afraid there are no clear answers for them. You'll have to exercise your best judgment based on your best understanding of the not only the law, but also the rules of ethics that govern your conduct. Let me first give you a context. As I said in my paper, everybody lies. Well, at least most people lie. I think everyone here, including myself, have lied at some point in our lives.
I don't know why you try to include all of us.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah.
No, politicians lie. Doctors lie. Lawyers lie. Judges lie. Opposing counsel lie. Lying is probably part of the human character. It's our attempt to overcome that as individuals and certainly not engage in it. But in the context of legal proceedings and as members of this noble profession of law, lying is not permitted. And there are rules that govern our conduct. Those rules need to be abided by at the risk of either being reprimanded down the road or censured down the road or perhaps even lose your law license. The three contexts we're going to be dealing with in terms of making misrepresentations or lying are the sort of a before, during, and after. And that is what happens when a client tells you before their hearing that they intend to lie about something. What are your obligations? What do you do? What happens, the second scenario, when they have lied in the course of a proceedings. You're sitting there, and somehow in the course of a direct examination or cross-examination, something comes up, and you have the feeling that someone has lied.